the manual for my life. My Maker's manual for me is His Word. It is my map, my compass, my guide, the instructions of a loving Father. My Son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Let the word be like fire shut up in my bones. My will, your way, my way. Let knowing your will be my bread, my vision, and my foresight. Let my faith be anchored in you, trusting you, and knowing that my anchor holds, so that I may see myself as you see me. I reject the old man and deny a life of sin. Purify me with your word. Thirsty, I come to you. Quench my thirst with your living waters. As I walk through the desert of life, let me find an oasis in you, where the well of sustenance flows eternally. Give me a spark of revolution that sees through the darkest moments, fueled with perseverance. My salvation sealed by your Spirit, rooted and grounded in you, bound from a turn around. The change that only the Word can give. Quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the soul and spirit, exposing and sifting, analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. When I am afflicted, quicken me by your word. Let me live in obedience of your word and be filled with power. My passions take and be my desire. As the farmer waits for the rain, I wait for your word. I am hungry. Fill me again and again with your word. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Cleanse me with your blood. In your presence I surrender. Let the desires of the righteous be granted, and let the glory of heaven abound and shine in me. Let your kingdom and your will be manifested through my life. Psalm 119, verse 11, 105, 116, and 165. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my paths. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend me.